God. Well, can you give the Lord a shout? Boy, it sounds like you're all ready tonight. My goodness. Well, I bid you greetings from Chicago, where God lives. He lives here too. Praise God, he lives in you. Thank you so much, Pastor Paul. And I tell you, Pastor Sharon and Bay's days back, and she and Billy Joe just deposited some things in my life. I was right where you were, right where you are now, doing Word Explosion. And I was down here at ORU. And what you see, and what you see coming forth now, part of that is a harvest on the seeds that they sowed in my life. Give them a hand clap for it. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we thank you so much for the word of God. Thank you for the anointing on me and these lips of clay, that I speak this word with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, asking you to think through my mind, speak to my lips, and this word will come forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. Now we give you the praise, and we call it all done, and expect signs, wonders, and miracles to confirm the word preached. In Jesus' name, can somebody shout amen? Take a seat, please. Flow, flow. Wait a minute. I heard it first, right over here. Right over here, the gentleman that said it. Come on, get up out of your chair. Come on, you said it first. Come on, I don't have much time, praise God. I got my clock set. Amen. He just got himself $100. Praise God. You know, when you're broke, you can't do that. God never intended for his people to be broke. Never, ever, ever. When it comes time for us to support something, a work of the kingdom, we ought to be loaded. I'm going to say that over here. When it comes time to support the work of the kingdom, we ought to be loaded. All right, let me set my clock. You know, the preachers have to set their clock because, you know, when we preach, you know, sometimes we want to get invited back. And praise God. All right, I brought a little few notes with me because I really want to make sure I finish on time. And these kind of keep me kind of harnessed, if you will. But tonight, I want to talk on something. And it's a topic that people are discussing now and so forth. And it happened to me some few years ago. And I was going down to do a broadcast with Brother Copeland. And he said, Bill, what are we going to talk about this for this two-week period? We tape it all in 2 days. And I said, God is putting on my heart to talk about the blessing. And he said, the blessing, let's see, the blessing, the blessing. And then I began to go through some scriptures and slice and dice. And the next thing you know, he said, hey, I believe that's the word. And we went on the set and taught on that. And I tell you, the power of God was so strong on that set because of what we taught and what was released. And so tonight, I want to teach on faith. In the blessing. Faith in the blessing. All right, now there are a number of scriptures, but I just want you to hang in here with me because you don't know everything. If you knew everything, you'd be gone sitting up there with God and running everything. But you don't. So you're going to have to listen to the man of God because I'm going to teach you some things here that we both probably, God's going to teach me some things, I'm sure, while I'm teaching you. But let's go over to Proverbs chapter 10, please. We'll start there. Now, this is just our jump-off place. Now, don't don't get concerned because I got on a shirt and tie. You know. I'm free. I can wear what I want to wear. Praise God. All right. All right, look what it says. And this is found in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 22. And it said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. He said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and addeth no sorrow with it. I don't want you to confuse the blessing with blessings, because those are two different things. The blessing, it'll help you to capitalize that. Blessings are things like your healing, your health, your washing machine, a new job, whatever have you. Blessings. But the blessing is this masterpiece from God that will empower you for success. It's interesting. It comes from the root word bless, B-L-E-S-S. In the Hebrew, the word is barakah. And you can see it in Judges, and you can get, as a matter of fact, the president has that name. But it means to empower for success. Now just stay with me now, because it just so happens that that's the Hebrew word for it. And this is seen all over the Bible. It's from Genesis to Revelation. You know, if you ever get a revelation, you'll get a revolution. Praise God. But it's interesting here. He said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he addeth no sorrow with it. He addeth no sorrow with it. Now, where did sorrow come from? Well, if you look in Genesis chapter 3, when Adam sinned in the garden, the curse came. And sorrow came with it. The Bible calls it sorrow and toil came with it. So now here is this word, blessing, and it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. So this blessing is designed to override the curse. And another translation, the NIV translation, I don't know whether you have different translations on your machine, but I'll just go ahead. One of the NIV translations said, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. Now, just let your imagination do the work. It brings wealth without me struggling for it. Let's define toil. Let's define struggle. Because it is something that depreciates your body or your mind. You're not designed to toil. You remember when Peter was fishing, and Jesus now preaching on the shore, people were pushing on him, and Jesus asked Peter, could he use his boat? And he got in his boat, and once he did, he sat down and began to preach. And once he did, he began to teach. And once he did and he finished, he turned to Peter and said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Now, draught was a great increase. And Peter said something in response. He said that we have toiled all night. Interesting. toiled all night. See, you're never meant to toil. It'll that's why people are looking for retirement. Now, if I step on your toes, Jesus isn't in the house. He's a healer. He'll heal your toes. But if you're in the kingdom, there's going to be work for you to do until you leave this earth. You might not have that job anymore, but there's still work to do. Can I get a big amen?
Yeah.
All right, so we've toiled all night and taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, we'll launch out. And he launched out into the deep. And when he did, he caught a boat sinking, net breaking load of fish. Can I get an amen there?
Amen.
All right, that's what happened. Now, this is interesting because while he was toiling, he caught nothing. But once he launched out under the blessing, he caught everything. In fact, so many fish tried to get in that net till they busted it. They tore it over. He called for his partners. They came out with their boat and filled theirs up. Now notice their net didn't break. But notice they filled theirs up. So it was never meant for us to be in business and toil. Folks, when you say things like this, oh my Lord, what am I going to do now? That is toil. Now, the way God works and works through you and works for you is Him working with you to give you whatever you need in this earth. In an enormous supply. And if the blessing is on you, you can't hide it. I'm going to get there. We're going to tear down some old sacred cows up in here tonight. You can't hide it. Now, to receive the blessing. Let's start there. Now, you know what happened. Peter called for his partners. Partners came. They filled up their boat. He came to the shoreline, threw himself at Jesus' knees, saying, "Away from me, I'm a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes that they had taken. Notice, he saw something, that they took enough fish that would assume that he had fished all year or even more to catch that amount of fish. Watch this. In 2 hours. Stay with me. You're going to stay with me tonight here? Because I'm going to take you from the natural to the supernatural. That's where you've been designed to operate and to live. Your conversation is supposed to be supernatural. You see, initially words were more made for creation than communication. Well, let's just start there. Let's go back to Genesis, Genesis chapter 1. I want to do this and start somewhere tonight, and then we'll finish up in the morning. And I heard that I have also a marketplace or a business session in the morning as well. Here is Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, it says here, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. So, notice what God said. Let there be light, or translation is light be. And when he said light be, light was. Notice his words created. Are y'all with me? Now I want you to get, I'm taking my time because I really want you to get this. So here's God, and it says here in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, it says, And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. So image, exact duplicate of kind. He made you just like himself. Now I'm not talking about how our bodies are and so forth, so much like that. It's the real you. The real you is inside. And your bodies, I mean, I'm one color and you another color, and I'm tall and you short, and so forth. My point to you is that we're talking about you inside here. And you're to operate just like him. God is a spirit, and so are you. And so what happened? He made you just like him. What? To have dominion. One of the main purposes of mankind is to have dominion over this earth. He said, over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And like Charles Capp says, we have dominion over creeps. Now, so, verse 28, God blessed them. There it is right there. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, so he blessed them. He empowered them for success. That everywhere they go, once he put them in the garden, as now they spread out everywhere they go, they could create a garden from the power of the blessing. It's what God used to form the universe, and he what gave mankind that to rule it. And so now, here's this blessing. Now, I'm giving you this, like I said, if you knew everything, you wouldn't be sitting up here looking at me. I want you to know that, because we're going to take you somewhere perhaps you've never gone. But I don't want you to forget this message that you're getting tonight, because guaranteed it's going to make a difference in your life. I would want to say to you tonight that if you get this message, your life by Christmas will be drastically different than it is right now. So, glory to God. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Now, replenish means to perpetually renew a supply, or you could look it up. It means to furnish with abundance. It means to replenish or to stock with abundance and so forth. All right, I'm starting simple because I want to go somewhere here. Now, this empowerment would take Adam to the worst place on earth and turn it into the Garden of Eden. That's what it would allow him to do. That's the power of this blessing. Now, here comes Satan. He comes in the garden, and Eve sinned, Adam does, and now they're going to have to toil for everything they get. Then they drove them out of the garden, probably in a Mercedes or something. Praise God. All right, now, if you keep going forward, you'll see that now he found this man named Noah. And what did he do with Noah? He called him to build an ark. So Noah built an ark. Here's the earth that flooded. And next thing you know, we now have this water now starts receding. And now we see where Noah now is charged with a blessing because Adam lost it. And by the way, once the blessing is on you, you can't wash it off. The devil can't separate you from it. All right, now let's keep going. So, look what it says in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 1. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth. Now, why did he bless him and his sons? Because God intended for everybody to be blessed. Everybody that came from Adam was supposed to be blessed. But in Adam losing it, now God's got to redistribute the blessing. And he's going to use three people, Ham, Shem, Japheth, going to different parts of the earth, Africa, going to Asia, and going to the European nations. Here, they're going to take the blessing. Well, you know, Noah got drunk and all kinds of stuff happened. So now, God finds a man named Abraham. Now, notice what Noah was doing. Noah, this water had receded, and now that the torrential flood had uprooted trees, everything. So when Noah stepped out of that boat, what do you think he saw? There you go, nothing. Now, what does he got to do? Replenish the earth. Now, I'm telling you this because we can go into a neighborhood that is full of shooting. Let me come over here. We can go to the worst parts of the nations of the world and bring the blessing and bring heaven on earth right there in those places. Do you believe that? See, if you don't believe it, it won't work. He said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he says shall come to pass, he'll have whatsoever he said. Folk, you can take two people and prayer walk a community. Why you take two? Because if two agree. And you can prayer walk that community and speak words. Remember, not communicating, creating. And speak words and decree things and declare things and say things. Why? Because you were never made to work without angels. They are back now. They're working for you. Some of y'all excited? Some of y'all are not. I'm going to talk to the excited folks. Praise God. Now, let's look at Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. And the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. And I'll make of you a great nation. I'll bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I'll bless them that bless you. I will curse them that curse you, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And Abram departed. All right, first, come out from your kindred. Come out from the system that you're depending on. Why? Jeremiah 17:5. Cursed is the man that trusteth in man, that makes flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. Well, he'll be like a heath in the desert and won't even see when good comes. But blessed be the person who trusts in the Lord. Got it? So if you're leaning on a system and trusting in the system, the blessing doesn't function. Blessing functions by faith, and faith demands that God not only be your source, but your only source. And that's why you don't see blessing work much in churches or church folk, because one, they hadn't been taught the blessing, but the other thing is they're trying to trust the world and the blessing. Can't do both. Kind of like trying to mix law and grace. You can't do it. It's one or the other. I know one feeds into the other, but my point to you is God tolerates no mixtures. And so what happens is you got to believe in God. Somebody say, well, you know, I was doing this and I went through this and finally I was praying and God showed up at the last minute. He'd have shown up at the first minute if you'd have trusted him. You wait till you got out of all answers had dissolved and there was no more help. Now the Lord shows up. He was there when you first got in trouble.
The Bible says over in Luke chapter 18 in verse 8, it says that he will deliver us speedily. I said he will deliver us speedily. You've heard the tradition. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. This is after you done got your head beat in and your backside ruined. And I'm telling you right now that God is here right now. And he wants to get you out right now. Folks, he can have you out of debt before this word explosion is over. Do you believe that? You got to believe this, man. You're not designed to live naturally. So, come on out of there. Now, you know what happened. Lot went with it. You always got somebody. Can I go? No, you can't go. Stay here. I'll send for you when I get there. Praise God. I'll send you $10 a month while I'm there. Okay. All right, look at verse 2. And I'll make of thee a great nation. I'll bless you and make your name great, and you'll be a blessing. All right. Let's stop here just a minute. Glory to God. He says, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, is your word, and make your name great. Somebody got a amplified translation that they can, over here? Okay, come on down. Praise God. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Just a minute. I wanted to get a little $50 for you. It pays to have the word of God. All right, amplified. He says this, and I will, just a minute, she got writing here that looks, man, it says, get an iPad. It says, no, I'm just kidding. He said, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you with abundant increase of favors and make your name famous and distinguished. And you will be a blessing dispensing goods to others. I'm going to dispense some goods to others. Hallelujah. Just a minute. Let me put my money clip back on my wad. Okay, now. So, does somebody over there have an amplified? No, I don't need it right now. I just need to. Okay, now. Now notice what he said here. He said that I will bless you with abundant increase of favors. Abundant increase of favors. You know, can I fast forward here just a minute? I looked over here. Isaac, give me this, please, over in Genesis chapter 26 and starting at verse 12. And pull that up for me. And let me see what that says. Now, this is I'm pulling this up out of the Message translation. And in the Message translation, in the King James, it says, and Isaac sowed. Isaac is my assistant, one of my spiritual sons. He started his own church. Amen. Praise God. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. Now, I want to read that same scripture out of the Message translation. Glory to God. You don't have it, Isaac. It comes through. That's all right. All right. Now it starts at verse 16, I think. Verse 12. I think it starts at verse 12. Just give it to me. I'll find it. He says this, and Isaac planted crops in that land and took in a huge harvest. God blessed him. The man got richer and richer The man got richer. Call it. The man got richer and richer by the day until he was very wealthy. Now, wait a minute. I want to do one more. He accumulated flocks. Now, I want you to see this. Now, I'm talking about the blessing because the blessing brings you supernatural progress, supernatural prosperity, supernatural promotion, supernatural preservation, supernatural protection, supernatural business strategies. This is the blessing now. And you'll look all through the Bible and you'll see the different ways that the blessing functions. He made him richer and richer day by day. I want you to see that. Now, this is not just for Isaac. This is for the seed of Abraham. The Bible says that Christ, Galatians chapter 3, 13 and 14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Why? So that the blessing of Abraham will come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And then it says here in verse 16, it says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said, not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, unto thy seed, which is Christ. And then in verse 29, if you belong to Christ, do you belong to Christ? Then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The same promise God made to Abraham, he is making to you. I'm going to make your name famous, come on, and distinguished. Now, there's a condition. You got to come out from trusting in a Babylonian system that is headed for destruction. You got to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Bill Winston, I want you to leave your job now. And I want you to come out and follow me. This is what God told me. They didn't give me a GPS or a map or anything like that. He said, just follow me, just like he did Abraham. Now, this is when God was ready for me to go into full-time ministry. Now, don't be sitting up in here tomorrow, I think I'm going to leave my job too. You better stay with that job. You better eat. And so, now my point to you is, wait till the Lord. If the Lord called you, the Lord says do something. When I came out, nobody knew me. And let me tell you this, nobody cared. I came to Chicago from Minneapolis with $200 and my wife and kids and family. A lady opened a home, says, God told me to keep you in our home till you got started here in Chicago. I said, well, praise the Lord. One thing after another, abundant increase of favors. And the next thing I know, I am now preaching to over 800 million households. Now, wait a minute, this is the same God you've got, and there's plenty of room at the top. One more time, this is the same God that you've got, and there's plenty of room at the top.
Look what he says here. Just leave yourself here at Genesis. I'm going back to Genesis chapter 12, if you will. But let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. You don't mind if I jump around a little bit, do you? Hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Look what he says here in verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, and to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above how many nations? All nations of the earth, and all these what? All these what? All these what? Blessings shall come on you, and what will they do to you? Overtake you if you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Now, we're not going to finish with Deuteronomy today, but I'm going to show you some stuff. I'm going to show you how God will command the blessing upon your storehouse. I'm going to show you how he's going to set you high and that you can't hide the blessing. When it starts producing in your life, it's going to show. And when it does show, those people that you thought would speak well of you, they start criticizing and persecution comes. Come on. And that's when I ask you, can you stand to be blessed? Yeah. Folks, this blessing is going to take you to the top. Now, why do you want to go to the top? Because that's one, that's where God ordained for you to be. He said you're supposed to be the what? Head, not the tail. Now, one of the biggest reasons you want to be there is because you want to be the person of influence. Influence. Influence, I teach it in leadership. Influence is the best way that I have found to lead people. Is by influence. Is by influence. When I was young, I was brought up in Tuskegee, Alabama. And that's where the famous Tuskegee Airmen were. And I was a little kid, and our parents and so forth were in the airmen. And one of the guys was Daniel Chappie James, General James, who was, you know, there. And his daughter was in my class, and, you know, I was kind of sweet on his daughter. But that, and, you know, every time I think about that, I had such a crush on her. I'd ask Mama for 10 cents, and Mom give me 10 cents, and I'd buy 10 lollipops, and I'd give Denise 5 of them. I said, I want to just give you this. So I gave it to her and gave it to her and kept giving it to her, and then Christmas came, and we all departed from school for 2 weeks vacation, and then she came back after vacation, and she grabbed me and hugged me and said, "Oh, William." I said, "What?" You know, I was a player. I said, "What is it?" She said, "Thank you for that bicycle." Now, I'm trying to figure out what bicycle is this woman talking about. But see, I had conditioned her through those lollipops. See what I'm saying? Come on now. God wants to condition you to be rich. Praise God. He wants to condition you to be a distributor. You know, I hate to say this because I wasn't saved. But I never did admit that I didn't buy that bicycle. I just couldn't. I tried to do it, but I just couldn't break down and do it. Her dad was flying away overseas, and he bought her a bicycle and sent it to her. And on Christmas Day, it had a note that says, "From you know who." Forgive me, Lord. That was when I wasn't saved. Now, I'm going to make your name famous and distinguished. A man named Peter Daniels came and preached one time in Chicago. He said something. He said, "Unless you get the wealth, you'll never stop the moral slide." Don't ever forget that. You'll never stop it. He never intended for the wealth to be in the hands of the wicked, because they'll do wicked things with it. Don't get mad at the people. They're just wicked. You got to get saved. But when people get born again, they have a new thinking. I know when I wasn't born again, I was a crazy somebody. And I'm saying, I got born again, and I went back to my hometown, and they said, "You know, Bill Winston's a preacher." Somebody said, "What?" No, he ain't a priest. They could not see how a miracle could take place that strong. All right. Okay, so where are we? We're in Genesis chapter 12. I'm going to make your name famous and distinguished. He's going to take you to the top. He's going to make you somebody. And he's going to do it. But if you look at the previous chapter in chapter 11, notice what they said, building the Tower of Babel. Let us make a name for ourselves. See, if you ever add to yourself, sorrow comes with it. And God doesn't want you to have any sorrow. He is going to provide for you. One of the biggest things Adam lost in the fall is he lost the ability for God to provide for him. But now you got born again. Say amen to that. And there is an enormous supply that is in the invisible realm already with your name on it. Watch this. There is a kidney with your name on it. Woo, come on, come on, come on, come on. That whatever God, see, God knows that before we got born again, we were crazy. Now, I know you were special. You was always born again. But I was. I did crazy things because I wasn't thinking like God. I was unsaved. I had the nature of something other than God. So now I got born again. And a new nature came inside of me. So you have new desires. And so what I'm saying to you is this, is that as God is now cleansing us and so forth, he wants you to complete your purpose. So God has body parts already for you, laid up. Glory to God. Look at Ephesians, and Ephesians chapter 1, and Ephesians chapter 1, looking at verse 3, he says this. He says, this is good stuff, folks. I don't care what you think about it. I said this is good stuff. Blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all what? All what? Spiritual blessings where? In heavenly places where? According as he has chosen us. See, when he chose you, folks, when you buy a new car, if something happens to it and you get a fender bender or something like that, can't you get it fixed? Am I right about it? If the water pump goes out, can't you get another water pump? Well, if your kidney goes out, can't you get another kidney? It's a tough bunch. Okay. Come back to Genesis chapter 12, please. Let's see where we are. Amen. Folks, I remember Charles and Francis Hunter. Didn't they minister here in Charles and Francis? Yeah, I remember them. I remember a man come in, he talking about his heart and his stomach and he had ulcers and his heart was bad and so forth. I remember seeing Francis Hunter hit that man on the chest and said, I speak a new heart in you now in Jesus' name. Pow! The man falls out under the power of God. Come back 3 or 4 nights later. The doctor examined him and says he's got a heart of a 16-year-old. Folks, if God would do it for Charles and Francis, if God will do it for Jesus, if God will do it for the Apostle Paul, God will do it for you. Now listen, all you have to do is receive, not achieve. It's by grace. He's got it for you. All right, here we go. So in Genesis, look what it says next. In Genesis chapter 12, let me see how much time I've got here. Praise God. 8 minutes and 40 seconds. All right. Can I get an amen here in the house? See, I want you to get excited about this. I want you to believe what the preacher's preaching. See, I got to first give it to you. And then what happens is you've got to, your faith, you've got to say, okay, I'm going to believe that. Just make a decision. I'm going to believe what the man of God says. See, when you make that decision and say, I'm going to believe, it's like swallowing a piece of bread. You swallow the bread, and once you swallow it, do you say, I wonder where that bread is. You don't have to say that. Your system takes over. Swallow the word, and the system takes over. And it develops faith. All right? Let's look at the next part of Genesis chapter 12. Watch this. And I will bless them that bless you, and I will curse them that curse you. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed. All right. Let's go further, because I want to just show you something before we end tonight. And over in Genesis chapter 27. Now in Genesis chapter 27, glory to God, this is when Esau got hungry. And in verse 32, Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die. And what proof or what profit shall this birthright do to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright to Jacob. He was the firstborn. He gets the blessing. I might say, "Well, how can I get the blessing? Because you were in the firstborn." Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren. And if you're in Christ, you get the blessing. So what happens? Watch this now. So what happens? So now he goes in and tricks his father with the aid of his mother. And it says in verse 26 of Genesis chapter 27, I was reading you Genesis chapter, I don't know, I was reading Genesis 25, I guess. All right, now that's all right. Y'all still with me? See, I'm taking my time. You don't need me up here preaching hard, snotting all over everything and everything. You don't need that. You need to understand the word of God so that you can leave this place and make a difference in that world out there. I am not trying to look cute. I am not trying to get somebody to like me. I'm giving you the word of God that will break down any work of the devil that you can come in contact with. And the thing about it is, you don't need, folks, let me, can I? Here is Jesus. He's in the middle of nowhere. And the disciples said, "Let them go now. Hey, they need to go get something to eat." Jesus said, "You feed them." They look at Jesus. Now they're trying to figure out, toiling now, trying to figure out, what is he talking about? And there's one of them said, "There's a lad here. He's got 2 fish and 5 barley loaves of bread. But what is that among so many?" Jesus said, "That's enough. Make them sit down." Now, I'll teach this tomorrow, that organization that is key to multiplication. Praise God. God will supernaturally add to your life as you're sufficiently organized to contain it. That's a law. Now, here's what happened. Watch this. Make them sit down. So he got the 2 fish, lifted it, and blessed it. Matthew chapter 14. And then he began to distribute it to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. Watch this. And they ate as much as they would. Supernatural multiplication now. They ate as much as they would. Then they took up the fragments. How much? 5 baskets. And who did the 5 baskets go to? Say it. The little boy. Who gave the 2 fish? Who gave the 2 fish and 5 loaves? Who gave that? The little boy. Come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on now, please. 2 fish and 5 loaves were given by the little boy. Now, I want you to see something. God has dealt to every man or woman, the measure of faith.
not a measure. Because a means he gave you a little bit and me a little bit more and him a little bit more. No. He gave every one of us same measure. Now, how does it increase? You have to work it. By hearing the word of God, watch this, and doing what it says. Are you following the same? Now, you do start off small, but faith is supposed to grow. Because we're supposed to go from faith to what? Faith. So we're supposed to grow this faith. Now, here's the little boy. He steps up. I can see him now pulling on the disciples' robe. Hey, I got two fish here. Why? Because he heard the message. Tomorrow I might talk about a bountiful eye. But he heard the message. Now watch this. Check it out. He gave two fish. So the baskets went back to him. Why? Because it was his harvest. Because it was his seed. But why did he give his lunchbox? He gave his lunchbox because he could see something. Now, that's what Pastor Paul was talking about up here. Can you see it? See, I left IBM off of Mark chapter 10, verse 29 and 30. No man that's left house, a mother, a father, sister, brother, IBM for my servant, but he shall receive 100-fold now. I meditated that thing to one time on University Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota. It hit me, pow! And I said, praise God! I called my wife. I said, baby, we're leaving this company. She said, well, praise the Lord. So we left the company. Now, how could I leave? You can't let go something till you can see something. And he's saying, see it. When you can see it, you're willing to let go where you are. So what happened to this little boy? Now, I want you to see this. Whose faith, glory to God, was God? Jesus wanted somebody's faith. Whose faith did he use? Come on, help me now. Little boys. Now, wait a minute now. Faith connects you with the ability of God. Watch this. Whether you're 8 years old or 80. Now, I'm saying that because a lot of time we tell the kids, go on out and play. Go on out and play. You better come on in here and me believe God for this mortgage money. Praise God. Why? Because they got the same faith you do. You're watching the last days. Kids going to be laying hands on the sick like water. And they're going to be getting healed all over the place, man. What? It's not the person. It's faith in God that makes it happen. Folks, you got faith in the word, faith in the blood, faith in the name. Why don't you have faith in the blessing? So that's what I'm teaching you right now. I'm going to say it like Brother Copeland. I'm beginning to close. No, I'm starting to close. Now, watch this now. So notice what he did. He goes in, tells his father, tricks his father that he's Esau. And look what his father did. Check it out. His father said something. His father said in verse 27, and he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him. This is the father Isaac blessing Jacob. And said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field, which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, God give you the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curses thee, and blessed be he that blesses thee. He leaves. In comes Esau. Well, Dad, I'm ready for the blessing. He said, wait a minute. I just blessed somebody. Well, you didn't bless me. Well, I blessed somebody. Do you have another blessing? No. The blessing is only one blessing. And I have just, putting it in my own words, made your brother your master. It's done. I can't take it back. Now watch this. He released it by faith. How do I know that? Because he didn't try to do it again. Check it out. Jacob received it how? Come on, say it out loud. By faith. Just like I'm talking to you right now, telling you that the blessing is on your life, you're going to have to see it, receive it. Come on, by faith. Once you got that blessing and believe it, nothing can touch you. No witchcraft can be worked on you. And I'll show you scriptures in the other scriptures. I'll show you different translations. He said, I'll even curse those who use insolent language against you. God is not playing around, folks. He's a holy, righteous God. And when you got the blessing on your life, no more premature death. But we got to know how to work that blessing. He didn't make it so a bullet could come in and get you. I'm telling you right now, you wait till I get through with you with this blessing. You're going to be chewing nails when you get up in the morning. You're going to see that there's something on me. There's a blessing wall around me. There's angels of the Lord in camp around me to keep me in all my ways. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come by. Only with my eyes shall I behold to see the reward of the wicked. Why? Because I made the Lord my refuge and my fortress. Will you receive that? I'm telling you, that blessing is on us. We gotta receive it, watch this, and believe it. Because Job got talked into something. The devil came in chapter 1 of Job and said to God, have not you made a hedge about him and have blessed the work of his hands? See, he knew the blessing was there. But Job did some things. He said some things. And that wall came down. And here comes the devil. Pow! But Job woke up. See, Job never lost his integrity. He said, though he slay me, I'm going to what? Trust him. And I'm telling you right now, folks, we're in the earth right now that the cities, people are being murdered. People, I'm just saying, we're going to nations that people are not even eating. That money is being held up by people who are corrupt. You and I are made for problems. We're made to go right in the middle of it and turn the worst situation in the world into a garden of, come on, Eden. Well, that's going to start happening with you. We'll pick up tomorrow at Isaiah chapter 51, and I'm going to show you some stuff. He said, I've put my words in your mouth so that you can fix the land. How do you get the blessing? Faith. But how do you get faith? Through the Word of God. So I'm saying to you, the start to be blessed is to be born again. Because every person who's born again has been given the measure of faith. Here's what I'd like to do. I came to town to take you from where you are to where you're supposed to be. And if Pastor Paul will allow me, I'd like to do something. I was once where somebody in here was. I'd flown fighters in the military after I finished college. Went to Vietnam. Tough guy. Pilots, fighter pilots always think they can jump over the moon. And I came to IBM and working in computers, I got hired. But things started going downhill. What happened? I started worrying. What happened? Something happened to my stomach. What happened? I went to the doctor. He said, there's something you're going to have to live with. Now understand, I'm still on flight status. What happened? Relationships breaking up. Why? Because too much tension. Fussing. Mad. Can't sell. Nothing was happening. And one night, I came back to my apartment there, downtown, by myself now. And I act like I had everything together when everybody saw me, but when I got in private, tears came to my eyes. I laid my head on the bed and said, Lord, it's about 2 o'clock in the morning. Would you please help me? That's what I said. And the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I called on him. About 3 or 4 days later, a lady came by my place at work. She worked for IBM as well in computers. She said, hey, Bill, you want to go with me tonight? Well, I was single. She was single. She looked good. I said, yeah. Yeah. She took me somewhere, all right. She took me to a meeting like this. That night, I got born again. When I got born again, it seemed like the world lifted up off my shoulder. Watch this. Everything changed. A man of God laid hands on me. Pow! The power of God hit my body. I went back to the doctor. He says, my God, this thing is cleared up. Watch this. Became number one salesman downtown in Chicago. What am I saying? What he did for BW, he's ready to do for you. Here's what he said. Whosoever will, let him come. Now here's what I want to do. I want to pray that prayer that worked a miracle in my life. I want to pray that same prayer for whoever's here. And you've been like I've been, you were pretending that all is well. All is not well. God has a better life for you. Don't ever confuse your condition with your portion. God has a plan for your life. Now here's what I want to do right now. I'm coming to town. I'm coming to town to get you. So whoever it is right now, you know that you do not have Christ in your life. You know right now something is missing. You know in your life that you need to get your past wiped out. You need a brand new start. Whoever that is right now, I want you to do unapologetically. I want you to get up from where you are right now. Stand to your feet. Whoever it is right now, stand to your feet. Come on, stand to your feet. Come on, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Come on, stand to your feet. Whoever it is right now, stand to your feet. Here, come on, stand to your feet. Here's what I want you to do. Get out of your chair. Come on down here. I'm going to pray for you, the blessing on your life. Come on, right now. Come on down. Come on, just like you are. Don't hesitate. Come just like you are. Stand right.